A permanent home has been secured for two black bear cubs rescued last month. The animals are being temporarily housed at the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage, but as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, they'll soon be headed outside.
One of the orphan cubs showed up at a remote homestead near Eagle. The other was rescued in the Kisilov area. Fish and Game transferred the young animals to the Alaska Zoo while searches for approved wildlife care facilities to take them were conducted. It took several weeks, but Alaska Zoo Director Patrick Lampe says both bears are going to the lower 48.
Fish and Game was able to find homes for both of them. They'll be going to the International Exotic Animal Sanctuary in Boyd, Texas. And so they're going to be leaving here probably around the first of the year.
Lampe says the eagle cub, a male which came in first last month, and the Kisilov bear, a female who came in later, are both very small for cubs of the year.
First one that came in was 29 pounds, and then this newer one was only 15. So I don't know if they were runts of the litter or very late births, possibly, but just kind of unusual for them to be this small this time of year.
Lampe says the cubs are housed together at the zoo and getting along well.
Cubs usually spend the first 3 years of their life with their mother and, you know, more times than not with a sibling. So it's great that they have, you know, another bear cub to kind of socialize with.
The two cubs are the eighth and ninth the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has placed at outside care facilities in 2014. That's far more than the normal two or three. And Lampe says it was challenging for the state to find them a home.
Black bears are found in every state except Hawaii. So being able to place them in good zoos or facilities in the United States is tough.
Lampe says the Texas facility where they're going has taken other Alaska bears in past years and will be a good place for the cubs.
We all wish that they could, you know, remain out in the wild. That's where they really belong. But it's good that they can, you know, be ambassadors for their species and have good lives and good homes.
Before the two cubs head south, Alaskans have a chance to see them at the zoo. The Alaska Zoo has opened the cub facility to public viewing. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.